just thinking about that idea of having somebody up there, somebody like Trey with that wig and those gloves. I'm gonna have nightmares.
Dr. Billion, I love butts.
If I showed up and you were giving me an anal exam, I think I would be very nervous.
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's gotta settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose whose views win, which ones lose. Online haters are coming for you. Baby, it's time to review the review.
Hello.
Well, hello, and welcome to Review That Review. We are the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That is Dr. Chelsea Dawn.
And that is Dr. Trey Gerald reporting for duty. No pun intended.
And when we doctor together in one practice, you can call us
the Review Queens.
MDs.
Oh, yeah. MDs. That's what I meant.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm wearing a doctor frock today in honor of the episode.
Yeah. Trey's scrubbed up and ready for examination.
I'll also show you, since we're doing a proctologist.
You gave away the lead.
Well, it's in the episode title.
Okay. Yes. Oh my God. Okay. So Trey's this. First of all, your scrubs are dentists.
I bought this on Amazon like overnight years ago for an audition.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
But I couldn't even use it because it has like a stupid
wingdings.
Tooth
with like stars in it. It looks like a tooth fairy. Oh my God, Trey. But he has these fabulous, I would say, long, almost latex-looking gloves. And with these gloves, he could go, I mean, pretty much to the elbow.
We'll circle back to this, but yes.
We will.
For later, tickle the tease button.
Speaking of staying clean, Trey, would you like to get something off your chest, maybe? And
lodge a complaint.
I would. Thank you for asking. Well, all right, listen. So I was excited to wear a wig and do a whole thing and portray the doctor we're going to be doing a versus on today. And I wanted to do a really big wig. But in order to do that, like, I can't wear these headphones. So I do have Beats by Dre that are Bluetooth that like go over the ear. Because I can't do like this AirBud.
They just don't fit in the ear.
Well, I can't have them falling out. Like, same. I can't do that. And I don't like having like the wire, obviously, so I need a Bluetooth. But my complaint today is when the left ear charges at a different rate than the right ear. So like today, I wanted to use these so I wouldn't have to be beholden to these headphones. But one side was at 53% and the other side was at 100%. So I was like, I'm not getting to like the game and then like I can't hear out of my right ear.
Yeah, no.
So that's so my complaint. Like, this is supposed to be like making life better. And I recognize that like when you go cordless, like you have to have battery life. And my complaint's not about the battery life. Like it lasts really long. But why do they charge at different rates? Am I maybe like one side isn't pressed all the way in? But like, let's show the audience. There's not a lot of error here. Like you put it in and it's
in. Locked in. They're locked and loaded.
Right. Even like I'm shaking it upside down like it's a blizzard. Nothing's coming out.
Nothing's moving.
So that's my complaint. Do you have these? Have you ever experienced this? This is a maddening process. Please tell me, doctor.
I guess I have like an initial just like question just for my records here.
Yeah.
So do you ever just use one ear? Like if you're on a phone call, like are you just using the left and not the right?
Okay. Well, that leads into another complaint because sometimes I can't get one of the ears to sync.
Yeah.
And then I can't figure it out because I'm just trying to do my walk on the elliptical. So then I'm like, fuck it. And I just put one in my ear. So yeah. So sometimes they are used at different rates.
So maybe
because of an initial problem. Maybe. But the last time I used these, Chelsea, was on the flight to visit my sister.
So they've been sitting in their charging port. They should both have more than enough time.
Wait. It just connected to my computer. I can't hear you.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Wait, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I could hear you the whole time.
Okay. Somehow it just connected to...
I think maybe because you were shaking it around.
I think
and
so.
And it was like, I'll show you.
But yeah, your question was the last time I used it.
If it's been a long time, they should both have enough time to charge.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
To 100%.
Right. And even if I'm only using one, I like to have them both in on an airplane. So I have the illusion that, like, don't talk to me. You know?
Interesting. I like that.
Everything just got so much louder. I'm so confused all of a sudden. But yeah, so, okay, well, can you write me a prescription, doctor? Like, I don't know what to do.
I could write you a prescription. I don't know. Maybe get another pair of headphones.
Will insurance cover that?
I don't know if insurance is going to cover that, unfortunately. But there's just way too much anxiety in general around headphones, especially headphones that are meant to be easy on the go, easy breezy, beautiful cover girl headphones that end up just being such an annoyance. They won't pair. One of them is on, the other one is off. Like, it's just, there's so many things that can go wrong. And it does feel like we should have fixed this by now. It should be more like idiot proof, if you will.
Yeah, I'm the one. Yeah, I feel like the idiot. That's right. Yeah. All right, well, I guess I feel better. Goodness.
Well, I hear you. It's been added to your chart.
Thank you.
And we will keep an eye on that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. With all this medical jargon in mind, Trey.
Yeah.
Should we hop in? Tush first.
Tush first.
Tush to tush.
Should we go head? Should we go, instead of head to head, should we go tush to tush?
We should go tush to tush. Let's do it.
Assess that kvetch.
So today is another versus episode, meaning we are going to cover both a 1-star and a 5-star on the same exact topic.
That's right. For this versus episode, Trey has selected the 1-star and I have selected the 5-star. So to determine who reads first, we have to flip that quarter and I can't remember which one of us has to guess.
Oh.
Anyway, I do this every versus episode.
Yeah, but I don't remember this either. Well, you want to go?
I'll guess. Okay. Tails.
It's tails.
It's tails. Oh, so that means we're going to hear the 5-star, which we don't usually hear on the main show.
That's right. Wait, I do have a wig. Hold on.
There are glasses going on. The wig has come out. Ooh, all of a sudden, I don't even see Trey anymore. I see Dr. Million.
You paging can call
Dr.
Me.
Million? Paging Dr. Million.
I'm sorry. I'm Dr. Billion. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Trey,
so
fabulous.
Today, we are going to be covering both ends of the spectrum of Yelp reviews for San Francisco's Center for Colorectal Health. That's right. Proctology in the house. At the time of this recording, there are 87 reviews on Yelp with an average score of 3.9 out of 5. You know the deal. Mm-hmm. So according to the About This Vendor section on Yelp, the Center for... Why did I put this twice? The Center for... Colorectal. I did a whole like Google pronunciation. Yeah.
Colorectal.
I want to say collar, but it's the colon.
Yes.
The Center for Colorectal Health was established in 2006 and has been very successful in the treatment of hemorrhoids, fissures, anal warts, fistulas, abscesses, skin tags, and many other benign perianal conditions. At this point in the episode, I want everyone to know Chelsea chose today's episode topic. Okay. No, yeah. This is the funniest fucking... This is so fucking funny.
Fun.
Okay. Business owner and medical director, you know, my beloved coworker, Dr. Carolyn Million.
Yes.
Earned her medical degree at the University of Louisville Medical Center, completed a 5-year residency, as you have to, and general surgery at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
That's cool.
What, like it's hard?
What, like it's hard? Yeah. Exactly.
Then they completed a year-long fellowship in colon and rectal surgery at Cook County Hospital. Makes me think of the musical Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
My coworker, Dr. Carolyn Million, is a fellow of the American Society of Colon and Rectal Surgeries, having received... Okay, this is so interesting to me. Dr. Million received their bachelor's degree with a summa cum laude honor from Whitmore College in Spokane, Washington. That's not the part that's interesting. Then they also hold a Doctor of Ministry degree from Wisdom University. Talking about a wisdom tooth. From San Francisco. And they also have a Master of Divinity degree from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. So this is a Christ-loving woman who is all up in that ass.
That's interesting.
So interesting.
Is that what that means? Like, so they're a minister? A doctor of ministry? I've never even heard of that.
And then they have a Master of Divinity.
Are these titles that people know? I've never even heard of these titles.
I mean, I'm an ordained minister.
And how odd that they, like, mentioned it in this profile, even if it was their, like, I don't know. It just seems, I agree, a little weird to mix that in.
And this is San Francisco, which is, like, a gay haven.
That's right.
Not to promote stereotypes here, but
we're going to promote them, though.
You know, there's a lot of gay sex happening probably in San Francisco, and we know how Christians stereotypically feel about gay sex. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I want someone with a Master of Divinity up in my ass, but
that's right.
That's neither here nor there. And I'm,
or do I?
That's hopefully, well, hopefully we can answer that by the end of today's episode. That's what we're going to get clear on. Yeah.
That's really what we're working on clarity for.
Dr. Billion and Dr. Quadrillion, that's Chelsea. We're on the case today.
Ooh.
So with all of that background info and some unnecessary judgments from me, let's jump in and hear the 5-star. Let's do it.
All right.
Review that review.
Okay, here we go. Let's jump right in. Tush first. This is your 5-star review written by Jeffrey G.
Jeffrey G. Okay. That sounds like Jesse J's cousin.
Yeah, could be. They're wearing in their profile photo like a tuxedo with a bow tie. So they're like, look like they're at a wedding or something, maybe even their own. And then they do have like a bit of scruff that I personally find attractive.
Wait, did Dr. Million perform their ceremony and this?
Maybe. Well,
let's find out.
You be the judge of that when you hear this review. Let's face it, it's your butt.
Yeah.
And unless it's open for business on Grindr, it's probably the last thing on your mind to want to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, we all have issues with our hoo-ha from time to time. And luckily, when the time came for me, I was referred to Dr. Million. She's very professional, friendly, and has a great butt-side manner. You're not exactly going to feel dignified laying on your side while she's digging around down there, diagnosing the problem. But she's great at keeping the conversation going to distract you from the fact that she's down there in the first place. Her diagnosis was quick, and she gave me several options for treatment, ranging from passive to aggressive. I preferred the aggressive route and was scheduled to come back in a week. On the day of the appointment, I was extremely nervous.
Aww.
She picked up on that right away and offered me a Valium to calm my nerves.
What?
I gladly accepted. Before I knew it, I was ass up with the theme from Valley of the Dolls going through my head.
All right.
The rest is a bit of a blur, but it was over and done with quickly and painlessly, save for anesthesia needles, which are kind of a necessary evil. Her assistants are saints to do some of the crazy prep work, but they are all very sweet. They are clearly one big family. They do a great job making you feel comfortable. It's not a job I'd want to do, but Dr. Million does a great job making sure your dignity and her dignity are still firmly intact.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the Valley of the Dolls theme. It's so gay forward. I love it.
I know. What do we think about the Grindr comment?
Well, I think it's funny that it's so early on in the review. Valley of the Dolls. I was going to ask you. I need my dolls.
Had to get off from this ride.
So good. Have you ever seen The Valley of the Dolls?
I haven't, but I love Dionne.
You know how silly fags can be. That's a quote from the movie.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, okay. So do we think that they're in on the joke here? Like,
yeah, certainly.
Jeffrey. Okay.
I think they're trying to make light of the issue. And
okay. Because we don't think that they're just like making fun, right?
I don't think so. No, I think the,
okay.
I mean, to reference Valley of the Dolls.
The Valley of the Dolls. And like, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're in on the joke and the rest of it is funny.
But if I was a cis straight woman looking for a proctologist, but, and I lived in San Francisco, so I probably would get the culture, but like, would right. you sort of be like, Grindr? What?
I don't know. It's, I mean, I guess if you're in San Francisco, you know what Grindr is, right?
That's what I'm assuming, right?
I think so.
Right. This isn't like Mobile, Alabama. This That's is literally right. San Francisco. Okay. I mean, yes. I think it's funny. Also,
I think it's funny.
The phrase hoo-ha.
Yes.
Do you remember when you first heard like hoo-ha? Do you remember like where that originated from?
I don't, but I feel like I always thought hoo-ha is the front.
Thank you. Because okay. that's what Kathy Griffin made the phrase hoo-ha famous, because she would always yeah. talk about her hoo-ha. So right. I always thought hoo-ha was a pussy.
Same.
Yeah, me too. But yeah. we get the point.
Okay.
Also, for gay men, maybe it's the bussy.
I was oh going to say maybe, yeah.
Wait, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
I have a coworker who I always make funny names for people. And out of nowhere, she called me Trey Ussy. I could not stop laughing for like 15 minutes. And I like...
Oh my God.
I have Trissy. Never... No, Trey Ussy. It's funnier.
Okay, sorry. Trey Ussy.
Well, because people call me Treyonce because I call myself oh. Treyonce. So then it became Trey Ussy. Trey Ussy, Ussy. God, I think that is so funny. Chelsea Ussy. Anyway, Jeffrey Ussy. This could be, I mean, whatever. Okay, whatever.
Butt-side,
what do you think yes. is butt-side manner?
I think it's just a funny way of saying bedside manner, but like we're at the butt. So it is sort of butt-side manner.
What would you consider to be quality ingredients of butt-side manner?
Well, I've never been to a proctologist or anything, but I have had a colonic.
Really? Okay, so you can really speak to this.
And I remember like being very nervous. Like I yeah. didn't know if I was supposed to stick the thing in myself or if he was supposed to do it.
They
I
do just, it, like, right?
I ultimately let him do it. But I mean, I don't know that he had the best butt side manner. Like he was talking to me about my diet while yeah. he was working on it,
That's
which
weird.
Felt like a right stop. And then also... he left it in for like a really long time to the point where I had to like say to him, like, I feel like I've had enough. And then he was, I was like, how much longer is this going to go for? Like, I don't know if I'm, you know, ready
I
for it.
I feel like and I've then, had enough. Thank you, doctor.
And then I was like, obviously it was like a while in before he said anything, but finally I was like, I'm good, I think.
Was he like, oh, and took it out immediately?
He said like, oh my God, was this your first time? And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh wow, you lasted a really long time.
Ew, I am so
for
skeeved.
Someone whose first time it is. So I feel like that was bad butt side manner. Like,
right.
You could have asked me, is this your first time? He could have been like, is there anything you want to know? Instead of being like, maybe you should not eat gluten and eat more vegetables.
Oh, he told you all that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was bad butt side manner. So I feel like good butt side manner would be like, how about them Yankees? I don't know. But like okay. something that's just like, it's the same as like going to the OBGYN when they're like giving you a pap or something. Like they will purposely be like, so like got any good plans this weekend? Like, have you seen that movie? And honestly, like sometimes it is good because it's like, we're both acknowledging right. this is sort of an awkward thing and let's just like get through it by trying to distract you with some other thought. Like, I think that that's good, but hoo-ha.
But hoo-ha.
Bahuba. Side manner.
Well, okay, so
Bahuba.
What do you think the conversation topics are at play here?
Oh, jeez.
You're not going to ask a gay man about the Yankees, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. More in San Francisco.
What is that?
I don't know.
49ers? Is that San Francisco? Yeah, right.
Yeah. What would we be talking about? I mean, I'm hoping that we're not pushing any Christian agenda. It doesn't sound like we are.
I just went down a
Trey
dark
just
hole
froze.
Can you imagine you were ass up, you got Dr. Million inside you,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Dr. Million leans over into your ear and says, have you heard the good word?
Terrifying, honestly, because you're completely You're that would vulnerable. Be bad timeout. You're completely vulnerable and you're captive.
Yeah, that's terrible. Wait.
Because they got you by the anus.
By the hoo-ha.
By the hoo-ha.
Okay, so then Jeffrey also has a little discrepancy here, so I'm curious. They say how like you're on your side. Mm-hmm. And then later they say, I had that Valium and I was ass up. So are you on all fours or are you on your side? Because I feel like you are on your side, right?
Well, I think that what they were saying was first we went in just for like a check.
Checkup or something. Mm-hmm.
And that was what we were on our side, which I was also on my side when I had the colonic. So you're on your side because they were sort of examining. And then now that we're going to do the procedure and we've opted to do the more aggressive of the procedures.
You got to be
now we're on our back, like in more of a surgery setting.
But that would be an ass down.
Yeah. Did they say ass up?
Yeah. I was ass up singing the Valley of the Dolls theme song.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. So you could be laying down.
I think it's
down.
A figure what of if speech.
They put, yeah. But what if they put your legs in stirrups or something?
Well, you would still be ass down, honey.
I would.
Anatomically speaking.
But your ass would be like, woohoo, you know, wouldn't it?
That's not up. How would you describe that as up?
If I'm like in a
Pilates, how do you get your ass like, up? Everything else is down. That's the only way to describe ass up is if everything else is down.
If my ass is coming from, that's still ass down?
We're talking about stirrups, like when you go to the...
Yes. Like if my legs are like...
Yeah, you're
if
still they sitting need, on your butt.
I guess so. I think it's a figure of speech. I think
they were being cute. Yeah, went down the wrong hole.
Went down the wrong hole there. Do we think that this is valuable, useful? Like, obviously, we know that the main intent here seems to be humor, but
humor
are we feeling like we're getting something out of this?
I actually do. And I was going to point to this because I think, first of all, my initial like read on all of this was like, I felt a little weird about it being like making gay jokes, which is all we've been doing or I've been doing. But
right.
I'm actually now thinking, wait, I would much rather work on gay men because gay men are very connected to their buttholes, generally speaking.
Agree.
And it's maybe not as uncomfortable or like
right, like it's probably way more uncomfortable with someone who's very uncomfortable with that part of their anatomy.
Correct, right. That just occurred to me. That's not how I started. And now I'm hearing like, okay, great.
Yeah.
The value here for me is that Dr. Millian understands like it can potentially be very uncomfortable and they're like easing that process for you and like you can be silly. The whole volume giving, I guess like that is the only way
that's
to
normal.
Get volume is from a doctor. But it really occurred to me like
because they said they she gave it, me a volume. Like, what?
Well, because it was like they gave me, they didn't prescribe me. Also like, do you have those there? Like, don't you have to go to a pharmacy? But I guess doctors have.
No, like if you're doing more of a surgery thing, oftentimes they'll
the
give
doctors
you
obviously have volume, right?
They might even put it right into your IV. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, I thought you were gonna see your butt.
They might even stick it right up there.
Wait, here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your temperature taken up your butt?
Like when I was a baby. Because
I wonder how they do that. Are you on your side for that, or are you on all fours? I'm back to the ass
oh
up.
Oh my
whatever.
God, Trey.
I think it's valuable, and I appreciate the humor, and that like this person's experience was like, we're all good. Don't feel uncomfortable.
I agree. Also, in terms of like the spelling and grammar, excellent.
Yeah. Truthful, shady?
Truthful, shady.
Seems truthful.
I think
right?
truthful.
Yeah.
Do we trust them? Like, do we think that...
I do.
They're giving us accurate information and that I can expect Dr. Millian to come off how Jeffrey is implying.
The reason I think I trust Jeffrey here is because they sort of start with, this was my concern and my expectation, and this is how it was defeated to like a positive effect, which makes me feel like I can trust them because they're being vulnerable and sharing like this could be uncomfortable.
Okay.
This one big happy anal family of like the people at this colorectal center, they like have got your back and like I wouldn't want this job, but the people here, they like make it awesome and like kudos to them, go here. I encourage you, like this is the spot.
Yeah.
And I think that's like valuable and truthful and could be a common experience. I mean, I feel like this would be typical.
I was going to say, do you think we can ascertain whether or not this is common?
Well, I imagine the specifics here are just so commonplace. Like, they're good at distracting. And, like,
right.
I was a little nervous, so they gave me Valium. Like,
I mean, I guess also, they didn't really tell us what their issue was. Not that they need to. This is obviously a medical environment, so it's a little bit different.
That's true.
We have to be a little bit more forgiving about leaving out some sort of details, of course, because this is very personal. But it did make me wonder, like, even though this was the aggressive approach, like, maybe some people have more severe, more serious problems that have to get dealt with. And then that's going to inherently be way more painful. And then if it's a more painful experience, then you're going to have a negative connotation with this doctor, because you're going to say, like, they did this to me, when maybe it's just that's what you needed to have done.
But to counteract that, to why I don't think this is fluky, is because they say the doctor gave me a lot of options. So I
That
makes me think that even if I was going to have very painful treatment, I would maybe get
some options.
Several options as well, right? That's then I would feel ownership of the route I'm taking.
That's a good point. Good point, Trey.
Obviously, the humor is hilarious. I don't think I ever anticipated discussing Valley of the Dolls in this podcast again after we did it on episode one.
Right? That's true. Full circle.
Or was it three?
It was very early on. I think it was like one.
I think
or
one
two.
Was 50 Shades. Yeah, it was one, two, or three, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't think Valley of the Dolls was going to come up. You know how silly fags can be.
Oh my God, Trey.
Nelly. I think I can crown Jeffrey.
I can crown Jeffrey. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
The queens are tabulating. Total score.
We did it! The queens are unanimous. Jeffrey G, you are a review queen. Trey, you go first. Why did you decide to make Jeffrey G a review queen?
I mean, the only thing missing here is a picture, but I don't want to see a picture of Jeffrey G's bum, I don't think.
Or maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. But I just think that Jeffrey does a really great job here. Obviously, like, I don't know why you picked the topic, but like in hearing the topic, I thought this is going to be fun. Like, it's an interesting, like all of that goes along with proctology. And I think Jeffrey goes with that, right? And they lean into it. They make me feel like I can trust the doctor. I'm going to be in good hands. Like, it will be fine. And I think I have a better understanding of the clinic having read this. So, I mean, it's a review queen. It does everything like I would want it to. Why did you give Jeffrey a review queen crown?
I just thought Jeffrey G did a really good job. They made themselves the butt of the joke, pun intended. And they connected to, I think, a lot of areas that people reading reviews would want to know about, like the butt side manner and the options and the Valium. All of those things, I think, were really queenly details to include. And it's hard to talk about a topic like this and be funny without going too far. And I thought Jeffrey really struck the balance there.
A good point.
With their humor. Like, it could have been really blue. It could have been too much. And I thought it was just the right amount. So for that reason, Jeffrey G, you're a review queen in my eyes. Great job.
I hope we can keep this winning streak, because Chelsea. Game time.
That's right, Trey. It is game time. Woo! And I have made a custom game just for you and our listeners. So, Trey,
I have no idea where this is going.
Get that music queued up.
Here we go.
Are you ready to play? Is that a top bottom? Trey. In 2014, BuzzFeed released an article of the top to bottom ranking of the 24 best man butts in Hollywood.
Oh.
I need you to identify the top 10.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to list a man butt, and you're going to tell me whether on this list of 24, this particular butt is a top 10. Is this a top bottom? Are you ready? All right, Trey. Starting with a good one. Oof. I get to look at the pictures over here.
How dare you?
I had a lot of fun doing the research for this game. Okay. So, Brad Pitt. Is Brad Pitt a top bottom?
Well, when I think of Brad Pitt being attractive, I think of him in Thelma and Louise, which was his abs. I don't remember his butt, but I know that he's so revered. So I think the odds are high that he would be in the top of bottoms, but I can't physically picture his bottom. So I'm not going to actually say no. Really?
Brad Pitt, whose butt I just sent you, I hope I sent it to you and not somebody else. No,
you did send it to you.
Really? Is number 4 on the list of top. I mean, that's a nice tush.
I've seen better.
What? Guys, it's beautiful. It has like those two little
dimples.
Yes, I love the dimples.
This is a photograph in black and white, and Brad Pitt is laying on his stomach.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's very attractive. Also, I want to point out that this BuzzFeed article, because it was from 2014, like all of the images were not there. They were like the question marks. So yeah. I did have to individually Google.
You really did do your
butt just so that I could have a visual of what I'm talking about.
Thank you for taking one for the team.
I mean, it's an honor, truly. All right. So if you're interested, you can find the best butt shot of Brad Pitt in the movie Troy. Oh. And the apparent butt firmness is a 9. The overall thoughts are, don't let the blur stop you from seeing a true half god man's butt that is sweaty from the hot Grecian sun. All right, moving on. Justin Timberlake. Is that a top bottom?
Again, I had a poster of Justin Timberlake that was his abs and low-cut jeans, but I don't remember his butt either. But I don't know. We're not pro-Justin really anymore culturally.
Right.
And I'm imagining Justin is not in the top 10. Like, we need some, like, melanin. And Justin is, like, so far from that, even though he tried. I'm going to say absolutely not.
That's right.
It's probably
remember,
flat.
This was 2014. So.
I'm imagining pancakes. All right, it's fine.
It's fine. It was a little hard for me to find like a picture of his butt. But apparently, if you want to see his butt, you have to watch Friends with Benefits.
I'm okay.
The apparent firmness is a 7.1.
Really? Mm-hmm. I can't wait for David Beckham.
Okay. Moving on. Joe Manganiello. Yellow, actually.
I know he's attractive, but again, I think of him as like his bulk, not his butt. He's Italian. So I'm going to say, yeah. Wait.
Top 10. 2014.
He was popular in 2014. I'm going to say yes.
That's right, Trey. And actually, Joe Manganiello is number 1 on the list.
That's interesting.
So he takes the cake. Pun intended. Apparent butt firmness 9.5. You got to watch True Blood if you want to see that. But this butt right here is a butt handed from the gods on two plates. One plate had one cheek, the other plate had the other cheek. Together they formed the bum beauty.
Okay.
Okay. You're doing very well, actually.
Thank you.
Okay. Channing Tatum.
Also very popular in 2014. I'm going to say yes. Really? Good one, Chels.
I was shocked. 22. Apparently, you can find the best view of the butt in The Vow. It has a 7.6 firmness rating. Look at that butt. Walk around that giant loft. No more thoughts on this butt. I'm going to send you this butt, Trey, because to me, I've been sending you all of the butts, by the way, but... To me, this is a nice tush.
I haven't been wowed by any of these butts, just FYI.
Interesting. Okay. I want to touch on something that you said earlier.
You want to touch some butts? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's nice.
That's a nice butt, right? Okay. Chris Hemsworth.
So I'm not sure which Hemsworth is which.
This one was Thor.
Is that the one that dated Miley Cyrus and like was on all fours taking a video of a squirrel or talking to a squirrel or something?
I think that was Liam.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm sure these superhero people, like, I'm going to say yes. Yeah, that feels
right. That's right. This is the number 2 butt on the list. And this butt, Trey, if you don't like this butt, I'm sorry.
Is it in the outfit, in the Marvel outfit or something?
Well, I couldn't find that, so I had to find just the picture that I thought really...
Because there are those pictures of Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, and it's like padded, like his butt is padded. Yeah,
this is like an IRL butt shot.
This is like surfing. Yeah, it's good. It's also a good position.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, I'm moving on. Hugh Jackman.
Oh. I mean, we know he's a dancer. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I feel like Wolverine, all this 2014, very appropriate time. I'm going to say yes.
That's right, Trey. Hugh Jackman is number six on the list.
That picture's not very
flattering. I just sent you. I know, but that was the best I could find. But I mean, still looks like a nice tush to me.
Yeah.
You can see the button X-Men Originals Wolverine, 8.8 firmness. This is called Butt Runs Through a Field of Green and Hides in a Shed. It's adorable how scared this butt is of the world, but there's nothing to be scared of. We love you, butt, and give you only the best things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Huh.
Top 10.
Huh. Huh. I'm stumped. I'm going to swing. I'll say Jake Gyllenhaal is in the top 10 in 2014. Oh, dear.
Sorry. Jake Gyllenhaal is actually number 13 on the list.
Interesting.
He didn't quite make the top 10.
It's homophobic because he was in Brokeback Mountain.
I mean, there's some stuff to talk about at the end of this. All right. Moving on.
It's a bad picture.
Zach Efron.
Yes. This is a picture of Neighbors where he's naked on the toilet.
Well, I don't have that one, but I couldn't get the butt in the shot, but I had to include it just because I was like, that's a hot shot. And the other one was like, not that great, but I'm sending Trey the pictures.
There's a picture. Yes, that's the picture, right?
Yeah.
How did I know? Yeah.
I'm sorry, but he's so hot. I can't even.
We love
that awkward moment is the best place to find the butt, which I think is that toilet shot. Another side butt worthy of a million front-facing butt. Zach's toilet pose proves butts can take any form and still be perfect. He's beautiful. The underwear shot's not as cute, though.
No, but you can tell it's nice.
Yes. Okay.
He's number 9. That's interesting.
Okay. Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm. I get the Hemsworth, Evan, all of that confused.
I know, same.
Attractive. Chris Evans. Yeah, sure. I'll say yes.
Trey, that is correct. Chris Evans is actually, can you guess what number he is?
He's probably, well, I'm going to say 10 because it came.
I just saw it. So it's number 10. He's number 10 on the list.
He's from Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Or but he was
you should
in the
apparently watch booth. Not Another Teen Movie if you want to get the real.
That's what I mean.
Pre Captain America, excellent tush.
He has the whipped cream.
Yes.
Bikini. That's like the spoof of Varsity Blues. Yeah, got it.
All right. So is that 6 for you so far?
6, right?
Okay. So
this is the last
technically
one.
Technically, I have 3 more, but I don't think we need them. I had some bonus rounds just in case. We can make this the last guy. All right, Bradley Cooper.
Well, fighting the urge to say I've worked with Bradley Cooper, but the world will never know.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the only ass I've seen in person.
Hmm.
I know he was in like war movies. 2014. But we don't think of Bradley Cooper as like muscly, right? Like, I don't think of him as like a muscle man. I'm going to say no. Not in the top 10.
That is correct. Trey, I'm sending you that tush. Trey, you killed that game.
Who's on the right in this picture?
I don't know, but they're both cute. If Bradley's on the right, who's on the left?
Well, I think the butt on the right is better than the one on the left. Is this Hangover stuff? I've never seen Hangover.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. What can I say? I know my butts.
Mm-mm. You do know your butts. That was excellent, Trey. You got 7 right and 3 wrong.
Wow,
you really
finally.
You know your butts.
Wow.
Listeners, did you beat Trey? Do you know even more butts than the Queen Trey themselves? Call in, let us know. 1-850-REVIEW-0. Slide into those DMs. Trey, very impressive.
What can I say? I have my master's in butt divinity.
That's right.
Review that review.
All right, we are back from that Tushalicious game break.
Tushalicious, frickalicious, to make the boys go
and
crazy.
And it's Trey's turn.
All right, so today I was responsible for the 1-star review from Yelp. And the one I'm going to share with you is written by someone named Connor L.
Mm.
And funny you talked about the picture, because also this picture I'm going to send to you of Connor, because I think it's a very interesting profile picture to have on Yelp. You mentioned that Jeffrey G. Talks. Yeah. And I want you to look at Connor's profile picture.
Okay.
And describe it to the audience.
Oh, my.
Right?
Connor is wearing very tight salmon colored shorts.
Yes. Very
short.
That
are sort of bunched up. We're sitting and reading a book. We're very muscular. We have a nice striped top, not so dissimilar from mine, except it's a tank top. So we get to see those nice muscles, but really getting a full frontal, if you will, of that bulge.
Reading a book. You don't see the face or below the knees.
No face.
It's a very interesting crop.
Right?
I like the name Connor, though.
Well, I have issues with the name Connor, but we'll talk about that in the after show.
Got it.
Well, I can't wait to hear Connor's review. I mean, if that picture is any indicator of what's to come, I think that Connor's going to be packing some heat, if you know what I mean.
Well, if you want to hear Connor's one-star review that begins with all caps, do not go to her. She could have literally killed me.
Oh my God.
Then you got to join our Patreon.
That's right. Go to reviewthatreview.com/Patreon to hear the flip side of this story.
Woo woo. We did it, queen. That is another round on the RUARQ Doctorate of Butts in Ministry of God.
That's right. Thank you for joining us today. If you like what you heard, tell a tushy friend.
If you did not like what you heard, tell an arse enemy. On this week's After Show Pod,
that was good.
As stated, we're taking a... Thank you, Chels. So on this week's After Show, we are both taking a spin on the merry-go-round, as well as rating and reviewing that opposite end of the spectrum written by Connor L.
Wow. And I wonder why this was said. No... scrubs.
No, oh,
we just do want some scrubs.
When you're scrubbing up in my butthole, give me those scrubby scrubs. I want you clean when you're in my booty hole.
Wow, that's a horse of a different color. But why would we say that? But why?
But bye, 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 bye. Now remember.
Ignore the haters. You're, oh God, tushy queen?
Gender non-specific, top bottom, tushy queen.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our Kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. You never visit, you never write. Give us a call now!
Oh my goodness.
Wow, you guys.
My butt like was like clenched throughout that entire review. Just thinking about that idea of having somebody up there. Somebody like Trey with that wig and those gloves. I'm going to have nightmares.
Dr. Billion, I love butts.
Also, the bat flaps on the top of the gloves. If I showed up and you were giving me an anal exam, I think I would be very nervous.
Ass up! See you Friday, Queens. Bye.
See you Friday. Bye.
Hey, we're interrupting this episode because I got to just share with you how excited we are about Vitable. Vitable.com.au is this amazing online portal where you take a quick little quiz and you are going to get a customized pack of vitamins specifically formulated to help you be the best you that you can be. But don't stop the best journey there because it gets better. When you go to checkout, you can use our code REVIEW40 and get 40% off site wide. Are you kidding me? I think that's the largest code we have. So you got to go do it. Go to vitable.com.au. Go do it now. Take their online quiz. Super quick and easy and fun. You get them delivered right to your door. Hello. I don't want to go to CVS. I want to go to my mailbox. So go ahead and use review40 at checkout at vitable.com.au. Bye.